Now, getting away from the consideration of children and moving back to the larger subject of human sexuality, I have to ask you one more question. And it may seem impertinent, and it may seem flippant even, but I can't let this dialogue end without asking it.
Well, stop apologizing and just ask it.
Ask it, yes. All right. Well, is there such a thing as too much sex?
No, of course not. But there is such a thing as too much of a need for sex. I suggest this. Enjoy everything. Need nothing.
Including people?
Including people. Especially people. Needing someone is the fastest way to kill a relationship.
But we all like to feel needed.
Then stop it. Like to feel unneeded instead. But the greatest gift you can give someone is the strength and the power not to need you. To need you for nothing.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready to move on. You promised to talk about some of the larger aspects of life on Earth. And ever since your comments about life in the United States, I've wanted to talk more about all of this.
Yes, good. I want to address some of the larger issues facing your planet, and there is no larger issue than the education of your offspring.
We're not doing that well, are we? I can tell by the way you brought that up.
Well, of course, everything is relative. Relative to what you say you are trying to do, no, you're not doing it well.
I thought so.
Everything I say here, everything I've included in this discussion so far and have caused to be placed in this document must be put into that context. I'm not making judgments of rightness or wrongness, goodness or badness. I simply make observations of your effectiveness relative to what you say you are trying to do.
I understand that.
I know that you say you do, but the time may come, even before this dialogue is finished, when you will accuse me of being judgmental.
I would never accuse you of that. I know better.
Knowing better has not stopped the human race from calling me a judgmental god in the past.
Well, it will stop me.
We shall see.
You wanted to talk about education.
Indeed. I observe that most of you have misunderstood the meaning, the purpose, and the function of education, to say nothing of the process by which it is best undertaken.
That's a huge statement, and I need some help with it.
Most of the human race has decided that the meaning and the purpose and the function of education is to pass on knowledge. That to educate someone is to give them knowledge. Generally, the accumulated knowledge of one's particular family, clan, tribe, society, nation, and world. Yet education has very little to do with knowledge.
Oh, you could have fooled me.
Clearly.
Well, what does it have to do with, then?
Wisdom.
Wisdom?
Yes.
Okay, I give up. What's the difference?
Wisdom is knowledge applied.
So, we aren't supposed to try to give our offspring knowledge. We're supposed to try to give them wisdom.
First of all, don't try to do anything. Do it. Secondly, don't ignore knowledge in favor of wisdom. That would be fatal. On the other hand, don't ignore wisdom in favor of knowledge. That would also be fatal. It would kill education. On your planet, it is killing it.
We are ignoring wisdom in favor of knowledge?
In most cases, yes.
How are we doing this?
You're teaching your children what to think instead of how to think.
Explain, please.
Certainly. When you give your children knowledge, you are telling them what to think. That is, you are telling them what they are supposed to know, what you want them to understand is true. When you give your children wisdom, you do not tell them what to know or what is true, but rather how to get to their own truth.
But without knowledge, there can be no wisdom.
Agreed. That is why I have said you cannot ignore knowledge in favor of wisdom. A certain amount of knowledge must be passed on from one generation to the next, obviously. But as little knowledge as possible, the smaller amount the better. Let the child discover for itself. Know this, knowledge is lost, wisdom is never forgotten.
So our schools should teach as little as possible?
Your school should turn their emphasis around. Right now they are focused highly on knowledge and paying precious little attention to wisdom. Classes in critical thinking, problem-solving, and logic are considered by many parents to be threatening. They want such classes out of the curriculum. As well they might. if they want to protect their way of life. Because children who are allowed to develop their own critical thinking processes are very much likely to abandon their parents' morals, standards, and entire way of life. In order to protect your way of life, you have built an education system based upon the development in the child of memories, not abilities. Children are taught to remember facts and fictions, the fictions each society has set up about itself, rather than give the ability to discover and create their own truths. Programs calling for children to develop abilities and skills rather than memories are soundly ridiculed by those who imagine that they know what a child needs to learn. Yet what you have been teaching your children has led your world toward ignorance, not away from it.
Our schools don't teach fictions, they teach facts.
Now you are lying to yourself, just as you lie to your children.
We lie to our children?
Of course you do. Pick up any history book and see. Your histories are written by people who want their children to see the world from a particular point of view. Any attempt to expand historical accounts with a larger view of the facts is sneered at and called revisionist. You will not tell the truth about your past to your children, lest they see you for what you really are. Most history is written from the point of view of that segment of your society you would call white Anglo-Saxon Protestant males. When females or blacks or others in the minority say, "Hey, wait a minute, this isn't how it happened. You've left out a huge part here." You cringe and holler and demand that the revisionists stop trying to change your textbooks. You don't want your children to know how it really happened. You want them to know how you justified what happened from your point of view. Shall I give you an example of this?
Please.
In the United States, you do not teach your children everything there is to know about your country's decision to drop atom bombs on two Japanese cities, killing or maiming hundreds of thousands of people. Rather, you give them the facts as you see them and as you want them to see them. When an attempt is made to balance this point of view with the point of view of another, in this case the Japanese, you scream and rage and rant and rave and jump up and down and demand that schools don't dare even think about presenting such data in their historical review of this important event. Thus, you have not taught history at all, but politics. History is supposed to be an accurate and full account of what actually happened. Politics is never about what actually happened. Politics is always one's point of view about what happened. History reveals, politics justifies. History uncovers, tells all. Politics covers, tells only one side. Politicians hate history truly written, and history truly written speaks not so well of politicians either. And you are wearing the emperor's new clothes, for your children ultimately see right through you. Children taught to critically think look at your history and say, "My, how my parents and elders have deluded themselves." This you cannot tolerate, so you drum it out of them. You do not want your children to have the most basic facts. You want them to have your take on the facts.
Well, I think you're exaggerating here. I think you've taken this argument a little far.
Really? Most people in your society don't even want their children to know the most basic facts of life. People went bananas when schools simply started teaching children how the human body functions. Now you're not supposed to tell children how AIDS is transmitted, or how to stop it from being transmitted. Unless, of course, you tell them from a particular point of view how to avoid AIDS. Then it is all right. But simply give them the facts and let them decide for themselves? Not on your life.
Children are not ready to decide these things for themselves. They have to be properly guided.
Have you looked at your world lately?
What? What about it?
That's how you've guided your children in the past.
No, it's how we misguided them. If the world is in rotten shape today, and in many ways it is, it's not because we've tried to teach our children the old values, but because we've allowed them to be taught all this newfangled stuff.
You really believe that, don't you?
You're damned right I really believe it. If we just kept our children limited to the 3 R's instead of feeding them all this critical thinking garbage, we'd be a lot better off today. If we kept so-called sex education out of the classroom and in the home where it belonged, we wouldn't be seeing teenagers having babies and single mothers at 17 applying for welfare and a world run amok. If we'd insisted that our young ones live by our moral standards rather than letting them go off and create their own, we wouldn't have turned our once strong, vibrant nation into a pitiable imitation of its former self.
I see.
And one more thing. Don't stand there and tell me how we're supposed to suddenly see ourselves as wrong for what we did at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. We ended the war, for God's sake. We saved thousands of lives on both sides. It was the price of war. Nobody liked the decision, but it had to be made.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah, you see. You're just like all the rest of those El Pinko liberal commies. You want us to revise our history, all right. You want us to revise ourselves right out of existence. Then you liberals can have your way at last. Take over the world. Create your own decadent societies. Redistribute the wealth. Power to the people and all that crap. Except that's never gotten us anywhere. What we need is a return to the past, to the values of our forefathers. That's what we need.
Done now?
Yeah, I'm done. How did I do?
I'm pretty good. That was really good.
Well, when you've been around talk radio for a few years, it comes pretty easily.
That is how people on your planet think, isn't it?
You bet it is, and not just in America either. I mean, you could change the name of the country and change the name of the war, insert any offensive military action by any nation at any time in history. Doesn't matter. Everybody thinks they're right. Everybody knows it's the other person who's wrong. Forget about Hiroshima. Insert Berlin instead, or Bosnia. Everybody knows the old values are the ones which worked, too. Everybody knows the world is going to hell, not just in America, all over. There's a hue and a cry for a return to old values and for a return to nationalism everywhere on the planet.
I know that there is.
And what I've done here is try to articulate that feeling, that concern, that outrage.
You did a good job. Almost had me convinced.
Well, what do you say? I mean, what do you say to those who really think like this?
I say, do you really think things were better 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago? I say memory has poor vision. You remember the good of it and not the worst of it. It's natural. It's normal. But don't be deceived. Do some critical thinking and not just memorizing what others want you to think. To stay with our example, do you really imagine how it was absolutely necessary to drop the atom bomb on Hiroshima? What do your American historians say about the many reports by those who claim to know more about what really happened? That the Japanese Empire had privately revealed to the United States its willingness to end the war before the bomb was dropped. How much of a part did revenge for the horror of Pearl Harbor play in the bombing decision? And if you accept that dropping the Hiroshima bomb was necessary, why was it necessary to drop a second bomb? It could be, of course, that your own account of all this is correct. It could be that the American point of view on all this is the way it actually happened. And that is not the point of this discussion. The point here is that your educational system does not allow for critical thinking on these issues, or very many other issues, for that matter. Can you imagine what would happen to a social studies or history teacher in Iowa who asked a class the above questions, inviting and encouraging the students to examine and explore the issues in depth and draw their own conclusions? That is the point. You don't want your young ones drawing their own conclusions. You want them to come to the same conclusions you came to. Thus you doom them to repeat the mistakes to which your conclusions led you.